Okay, so good morning, everybody. And now as we march towards the end of the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, first to finish Perek Tes, and then Mirat Hashem will finish up Perek Yud and transition between Sefer Mada and Sefer Ava, Ava Lefi HaYediyah. But first to complete the Rambam's doctrine of Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, Yemos HaMashiach. And we noted that Yemos HaMashiach has all of the hallmarks of Olam Hazeh, except as we'll get to Shmuel's Din of Shibud Malchios. In other words, it's the optimal possible configuration of Olam Hazeh meant to allow us to prepare ourselves in the best possible way for Olam Haba by being Osek Batorah V'Yediyas Hashem. So the Rambam says, given that that's his case, that's why we want Mashiach, now. Again, unlike some of the contemporary versions of that, which makes it sound like it's going to be some kind of beatitude that has nothing to do with the reality that we're aware of, the reason that we want Mashiach, umipnei zeh, says the Rambam, this avu, kol Yisrael, neviyeim v'chachameihem, the rank and file, and also the spiritual leadership, kidei she'enuchim malchio, she'enan manichos lahem lasok b'torah b'mitzvos kehugan. Notice that last word, kehugan. In other words, yes, there's some Torah going on, there's no doubt, there's shmiras ha-mitzvos going on, but we can't immerse ourselves because of the many pressures the Jewish people experience, exiles and pogroms, etc. V'yimtula magoa, v'yirbil v'chachma k'dei she'yizkul l'chayelam haba, l'fi she'ba'osan ha'yamim, tarbe hadeya v'chachma v'o'emes sh'nemar kimalah ha'aretz deyas Hashem, pasuk in Yirmiyah, v'nemar, now back to Yeshaya, v'lo yimidu ishes achi v'ishes re'ehu, v'nemar v'asirosi esleva evan mibsarchem, cheskel m'nei she'oso ha'melech sh'yavod mizera David ba'al chachma ye'yoser mishlamo, he'll be Chacham Yoser Michacham Mikol Adam. V'Navi Gadol Hu Korov L'Moshe Rabbeinu. It's one of the Ikari Muna. He can't surpass Moshe in terms of Nevuah. U'Lefikach, this is the critical line in the Rambam, Yilamed Kolam V'Yoreh Osam Derech Hashem. Melech HaMashiach, before anything else, the Rambam is a teacher. U'Malach HaLaretz Deyas Hashem Kamayim Layam Mechasim. And all the psukim that we have, particularly in Yeshayahu Perek Yud, which is the Haftorah of Od Hayom Benov Lamod, as my grandfather Zechav Rebrach used to say, a fat Haftorah. In other words, every pasuk is, V'haricho b'yiras Hashem, v'lo l'mari nav yishpot, v'lo mishmaz nav yachniach, v'shafat b'tzedek talim, v'alchiach b'mishrolan v'eretz, v'ika eretz b'shevet piv, etc. The point is that he will be the ultimate pedagogue of Torah. V'fika achilamid kolam v'yorosam derech Hashem, V'yavo chol ha'gayim. L'shamo sh'nemar v'yav b'acharis ha'imim. This is pasuk in Yeshayahu Perek Peis. Nachon yahar b'yis Hashem v'rosh ha'harim. V'sof kol ha'schar kula v'atov ha'achrona sh'in la'hafzik v'giron hu chayelam haba. Of course, the ultimate reward, not again that we're doing things because of the reward, is that we're going to get to the next perek, Oses emes mibnei shu emes. But the ultimate reward is, of course, olam haba. But the ultimate experience in terms of being able to garner Yediyas Hashem is Be'olam Hazeh, and particularly in Yemos HaMashiach, which is what makes Yemos HaMashiach such a point of attraction. Aval, Yemos HaMashiach Olam Hazeh, Olam Kiminhago Holech, El Shamalchus Tachzor L'Yisrael, so we're going to be freed of the external bonds that are associated and affiliated with the challenges of Shibud Malchios, Sekor Amr Chachamim, Harishonim, Eindu Olam Hazeh, Yemos HaMashiach, Ela Shiabud Malchios Bilvan. So the Rambam's doctrine with regard to Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, and Yemos HaMashiach is crystal clear. Admittedly, the difficult part for the Rambam, and the Ravid, was on top of this, had to do with, how does Tchiyas HaMesim fit into this? The Rambam never really explicates that point. It's a very important question and sort of a lacuna in the overall scheme. The Rambam will tell you, Lo'yeda Adam Dvarim Elu Eich Sheyiyu Ad Sheyiyu. But the point of the matter is, what makes Yemos HaMashiach so attractive isn't an Olam Haba proposition. It really is an Olam Hazeh proposition. It's the, optimal quality of life that we can possibly have in Olam Hazeh, where we can be Osek B'Torah V'Mitzvos Kuhugan, as the Rambam says, not just in sort of, to do it in some kind of a B'Di'evid way, or, but to really have the immersive opportunities that Yemos HaMashiach offers. And all this should be very much contrasted with the Ramban, right? The Ramban says, "Umal Hashem Elokecha Slavavcha v'Slavav Zaracha," pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, that Yemos HaMashiach will be a very different kind of reality, where we're not going to struggle with our Yetzer. There won't be Yetzer HaTov and Yetzer HaRa anymore. There's no schar for things that are undertaken in Yemos HaMashiach. The Rambam will disagree, stridently with that. It's really the only distinction is Shibud Malchios Bilvad.